Now, when you think of climate change action, you might picture protesters chanting in the streets, maybe the situation up in Brisbane, people sitting on the roads, but there's a new avenue emerging for climate action and it is headed for the courts. More than 1,330 cases have reached the courts in 28 countries as people attempt to hit companies with massive lawsuits for failing to consider the impacts of climate change. And experts say directors of companies could be the next to face scrutiny. To tell us a little bit more and talk us through some of the developing action, we have Executive Director of Australasian Centre for Corporate Responsibility, Bryn O'Brien. Bryn, thanks so much for chatting to us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Jess.
So for those of us who might not be quite so familiar with the concept, can you tell us how exactly does climate change litigation work?
Yeah, so climate change, the first thing to say is everything change. And so climate change litigation, we'll see litigation that seeks to prevent the causes of climate change or mitigate the causes of climate change, as well as seeks to recover from the losses or the impacts of climate change. And it will come at the problem of climate change from all different angles. So we see people suing governments to ask them to take more action to mitigate climate change, all the way through to investors suing companies and their directors for failing to take into account certain risks, for failing to make informed decisions, and for failing to make disclosures to their investors about climate change risks.
And speaking of directors of companies, I know ASIC says that they're probably the next ones in the firing line. What obligations do the directors of companies have when it comes to climate change?
Directors in Australian law have a duty of care and diligence. What this means is that they have to take all relevant information into account. They have to make a careful assessment of that information, and then they have to have informed decision making around on the basis of that information. And so that applies to all of the different kinds of risks of climate change, and they can be roughly categorised into transition risks, so risk to a business model. For example, an oil and gas company in a climate change scenario might see regulation that prevents it from selling as much oil and gas as it thought it would, all the way through to physical risks. So a physical risk is, say, a company is a wine grower and grapes are no longer able to be grown in the same conditions that they historically were. And so a company, will just experience massive losses because of the physical damage to its source commodity. So there are, a whole heap of different ways that directors could be on the hook for the very, very varied impacts of climate change.
Do we have any, cases that we can take a look back on and learn lessons from, any of the high profile cases we've seen so far?
No, so far there haven't been any successful actions, as far as I'm aware, around the world to hold companies and directors to account for their climate impacts, but those are coming. I think we could look back on the litigation against tobacco companies and their directors, and asbestos companies and their directors. And I certainly think that climate change litigators are seeking to do that. But again, there's these kind of two ways. So some litigators are seeking to constrain companies and governments from doing things that increase the problem of climate change, and some other litigators are seeking to recover loss and damage. And again, that can be on behalf of investors and shareholders, or it could be on behalf of affected communities. So we are starting to see certainly those cases, the public law cases, so where people are suing governments or communities are suing governments saying you need to do more. There's been a successful case in the Netherlands on that. You need to rejig our policy settings in the Netherlands so that our greenhouse gases are reduced. That we have seen some success there, but it is really the corporations and directors' lawsuits are a new wave, and we've yet to see results.
Do you think that this is going to be a really good way forward? Do you think that actions like this are going to force companies and governments to change their practices?
I think they will over time, but I guess the question is always, will it be soon enough for us? We really have the IPCC 1.5 report says that we have really, you know, 5-10 years to radically reduce emissions to keep to a less than 2 degree pathway or 1.5 degree pathway. So I'm a bit of a skeptic about whether litigation alone, or certainly no one's arguing that it would be litigation alone, but I'm a skeptic about whether litigation can deliver that pathway. I certainly think it's a very, very important tool that we have to impress upon governments and corporations the scale and the urgency of the problem we face. But there is a whole heap more action, particularly at national policy level, that needs to be taken in order to keep us on a safe pathway.
Bryn, we really appreciate your time. Thanks for speaking to us this morning.
My pleasure.
That was Bryn O'Brien from the Australasian Centre for Corporate Responsibility talking to us about the growing legal cases against companies and governments for shirking their climate change responsibilities.